Let me say, it's the 29th of May, 1973. Paul Cummings talking to Deborah Remington in her studio on West Broadway. Well, let's, you know, start at the beginning, as they say. You were born in Haddonfield, New Jersey.
Yes.
Where is Haddonfield?
Haddonfield, New Jersey is in the southern part of New Jersey, about 35 miles from Camden. And now, today, everybody knows that area because of Cherry Hill, which when I was a child was really a suburb of Haddonfield. Now it appears Haddonfield has become a suburb of Cherry Hill.
They have that monster shopping center there, don't
right.
they? Anything.
Yes.
Mm. How long did you live there? I mean, give me some idea of, you know.
Well, I was born in Haddonfield and I lived there till I was about age 14. My father had died a couple years before that, and I'm an only child, so my mother picked up and took me off to Canada for a year, and then that was the western part of Canada.
Where about?
Around Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to Vancouver, and from there, I guess mainly because of educational reasons, my mother felt that life and education or whatever would be better in Southern California. So I went. We went to Pasadena, where I went to Elliott Junior High School.
Well, so you had some primary school in New Jersey.
Yes,
right?
I went all the way through my first year of high school in Haddonfield. So all of my development, consciousness, I guess, my early awareness, everything was really centered in Haddonfield. The first museums I saw were in Philadelphia, the first galleries in Philadelphia, my first experience with art was really in Haddonfield. When I was 8, I had private art lessons. This came about after several years of playing the piano and actually giving a recital. And it's a marvelous story because I hated reading music, and I would simply memorize everything, all the pieces that were given to me to further my musical education. I would simply memorize them all and always be looking out the window or doing something visual. I began drawing pictures all over the music. Pretty soon you couldn't even read the music, even if I wanted to read the music, and one thing led to another, and promptly it was ascertained that I was really visual.
When did you start drawing then?
Oh, I guess when I could hold a pencil. I mean, I still have drawings and stuff from childhood stashed away in some relative's attic somewhere, which I suppose I better try to get a hold of. Always had an interest in art. Had an interest in, I guess, in music too. I still love music, but I don't play any instrument.
Why did you take piano lessons? Is that your parents? Your
that was what, yes, that nice little girls were given dancing lessons, which I loved. I danced for a few years when I was a child, and then played the piano, and it was very good because it forced everything to come to the fore. It forced everything to the surface, where at age 8, they made the astounding discovery that I really was much more oriented toward the visual arts than anything else. And at that time, I went to, I had lessons, private art lessons with some lady in Haddonfield at age 8.
Do you remember her?
8. Yes, but I don't remember her name. I even found a drawing the other day I had done there. Yes, a porcelain, or not a porcelain, a China bunny rabbit with a plant growing out of its back.
Well, were your parents interested in the arts?
Yes, in all of the arts. And I think it was their idea, I suppose, in terms of raising a child, was simply to expose the child to each art, and whichever one was, proved to be the one that could maintain, hold the interest of the child, or, you know, elicited some special interest, would be the one. After a year with this lady, I was given every Saturday morning. I then began to go to art school.
Where was I?
In Philadelphia. Now this is age 9. And at that time, the school was called the Philadelphia School of Industrial